Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and today is Sunday, July 12, 2015, and we are back broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. This evening, our special friends of the show, Ken Corley, will join us, so please stay tuned. But first, on behalf of the new listeners, we always like to answer the question, what is etiquette anyway? And by the way, welcome to the new listeners. And of course, we don't want to leave out our loyal listeners. We are just so blessed to have listeners of all ages. I want to say that etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. And it comes from a French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always want to say kudos to Charles I and II. Well, oh my goodness, we have been on vacation. We've been away for a while and are so excited that we are back with you. We've received so many emails trying to figure out where we were, but we are back. I'm so excited. And our first comeback show is certainly with a friend to this show, Mr. Ken Corley. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on Ken. Ken, happy Sunday to you.
Thank you. So good to be back with you, Donna.
How are you?
Doing good. Been on vacation myself, and I don't know what it is about being on vacation. You have to come back home to rest.
Sure.
I had grandchildren and my children together in Florida, but we had a good time. We spent a lot of time talking and having chats, and as grandparents, you treasure those moments. But it was good to get back to our own home here in Atlanta.
Oh, they say there's no place like home. No place like home. I think who made that possible?
Right.
Dorothy.
Right.
Well, wow. I'm sure that you guys had a wonderful time. It's always great to be with your family. Yes, and I just actually got back the last week. I spent some time with family as well. So it's always wonderful to see everyone. Well, wow. Well, for those of you who may be listening, possibly some of our new listeners, you may not be familiar with Mr. Ken Corley. So, Ken, if you wouldn't mind, just, you know, tell everyone a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Well, I was born and raised in Atlanta, and so I'm 68 years old, so there's been a lot of water going under the bridge, and a lot of things have happened. I've lived in Missouri in college and lived in New York working in the inner city, and then came back to Atlanta and worked as a probation officer in Fulton County for about 10 years. And then my wife and I, we pastored a church for 7 or 8 years, and then over into construction for a good number of years. And we presently are spending our time coming up with safe water solutions, digging wells in Africa. We have a nonprofit called Wells of Hope International Incorporated. So just wanting to make the best use of our time at this point in our life. And then I do a little bit of freelance writing, finally to that point where I really feel like I've seen, observed, done a few things that need to be put down and on paper and shared. So we have 4 grandchildren, have 2 children, a son and a daughter, and been married for going on 46 years. And So we're we've had a full life, which we're very thankful for.
Wonderful. And wow, 46 years. So that means that you all are working on a guide to how to stay married.
Well,
right?
we could share you know, the ups and downs and the blessings. You know, there, to me, there's nothing like being married and being with someone that you love sharing life with. And we are just very thankful that God has put us together as a couple to work together, to minister together, and to, you know, love our community, love the people around us. And I think that's probably the best sermon that we can preach, is just a loving relationship and a loving family is the church's best testimony in the community. And then taking what God has given us and sharing it with other people, that's our delight. We enjoy that.
Yes, and I do know your wife, Amanda, and both of you are very delightful. And so, you know, I'm honored to know both of you. So, those of you who may remember, I'm sure there's several of you listening that do remember when Kim came on our show before, if his voice sounds familiar, he mentioned that he was a writer, and indeed he is. He writes wonderful stories and articles. And so one of the ones he wrote back last year when he was the first time he was on this show was about Where in the World Are You, Myra Carter. So those of you, I'm sure, there was a lot of you. We got a lot of feedback from that show, but it was pretty nice show. We had a follow-up. And so those of you that are listening, I do kind of like, for the first time, he wrote a letter about Where is Myra Carter? She was the first female to integrate his school here in Atlanta. And so long story short, Myra was found, and then she was able to come back on the show with Ken, so that was great. But moving on from there, he wrote another wonderful article, and the name of that article is called The Personality of Roadside Litter. And just the name itself, or the title, if you will, The Personality of Roadside Litter, when I first saw that, I thought, wow, this is really interesting. And so, of course, Ken, I know I do have a copy of the article, and I know the last article, I guess because I love to read and I love reading your writing. So
yeah.
I was going to ask you if you would like for me to kind of read some excerpts, or would you like to do it?
Well, feel free to jump into it, and then once you want me to comment, well, I'll be ready.
Okay, we'll do it that way, because I do love reading your writing. But it says, of course, the title is The Personality of Roadside Litter, and it begins, "The streets and roadsides of Rockdale County are interesting places to observe the personality of litter. The county is beautiful with its trees, pastures, rock formations, neighborhoods, and towns. The sad part is that the roadsides reflect the personality that can be seen in its litter. A close inspection of most litter will reveal that it is primarily consists of tobacco butts, beer bottles, soda cans, fast food wrappers, paper cups, sacks, and to a lesser degree, other mixed trash." And then it goes on to say, "I know because it shows up in my front yard. What are some of the things that are revealed in this litter? Is it the addicted, less healthy, poorly educated, irresponsible, and disrespectful among us?" And so, of course, when there's a question, I always like to pause so that the audience can kind of, you know, think about that for a minute. And I know this is probably the first time most of you have or will be listening to it. Discussion talking about litter. I know we've talked about it in regards to our pet peeves show. I mean, most people hate to see litter and to see people littering. And but I'm going to bring you in, Ken, now just to make sure that our listeners know exactly what your thought process was there.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is not a story about recycling. We think about urging people to take their garbage or their trash or their litter and to recycle it if it's paper or cans or whatever. It's not not really that. It's about the litter itself. What does that litter tell us about the people that throw it away? And like I said, the thing that I notice, the majority of the things that I've seen on the side of the road and observed, you know, it's tobacco butts, it's beer bottles, it's the soda cans. Now that the tobacco butts, I mean, anybody can pull up to a four-way stop or to a red light, and I mean, there will be hundreds and hundreds of cigarette butts that do not become part of the soil but will be there for years and years. It's just littering the road. You'll see beer bottles, you'll see soda cans, you'll see fast food wrappers, paper cups. To me, that kind of tells you a little bit about the person who is throwing it away. And it's not to say that it's any, it's not the people who are not as well educated or people who are college educated that don't litter, but it's even the economic status of these people. I mean, I think it happens on all levels, but it seems to be a predominant amount of this kind of litter that you ask yourself, who's eating this stuff, who's smoking this stuff, who's drinking this stuff, and why do they feel free to throw it out on your property or on the side of the road? What causes a person to do that? What is it about the personality? And so, you know, if I summed it up, I'd say really this is about picking up after yourself, kind of like with your children. Mm-hmm. And I wonder about the mindset of people, why they do that and why they feel free to do that. Just in the past week or two, I saw a lady at a red light up in another lane in front of me just open the door and dump her trash on the side of the road. If the light had not changed, I really wanted to get out of my vehicle, go up there and pick it up, just look at her, and go back to my truck just to say, hey, you know, I'm getting this for you. You know, what's the thoughts? Not saying anything, because you really can get into difficulty with aggravating people. Passed a guy on the road. I saw him throw a brown bag out with a bottle into the woods. A friend of mine said that he was taking a young man to work with him, and the guy opened the window and just threw his trash out the window, and he looked at him. He said, why did you do that? He said, well, said, nobody saw me.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, no problem. Well, see, I would worry about that guy handling my toolbox and what he was doing with my tools because no one's looking. So there's attitudes and there are personalities that I believe that are reflected not only in the litter but the attitudes that people have when they toss these things out. But to talk about what does the litter reflect, you know, I think about the smokers, people who are addicted to cigarettes. I think about the folks who are alcoholics. I think about the folks that are eating all of this fast food that to me reflects probably not good decisions on their health. Mm-hmm. So I think it could be taken further than that. I'll just stop right there to let people think about it, because I do think that folks understand kind of where I'm going with this, and it's broader than even I can explore. But on an elementary level, I think it's a place to start a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because we're a consumer nation. We consume and consume and consume, but things are in the market are sold to be thrown away. You go to some stores to buy it, and the idea is it's not going to be worn for more than 6 months to a year. You throw it away and you buy something else. I mean, whether it's clothes, computers, whether it's plastic bags. And, of course, you know, I think the impact on our oceans, on our rivers, you know, all of the trash that's finding its way into our waterways, you know, is a reflection of us. We're consumers, but we're easy to just toss and throw things away. And we don't really care as long as it gets down the river or it gets out of sight, as long as it's not in my car, on my street, in my yard. So that's a little bit of my thinking.
And that is a wonderful thought pattern, because this, you know, it still relates to etiquette, because you cannot be considerate and selfish at the same time. And no one can tell me that anyone who rolls their window down and throws trash out the window is considerate. I mean, they just aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like you said, just, I mean, what really makes people think, well, I think, well, you, I think you said one of those answers just a minute ago about why people think they can do that, because they think, well, nobody saw me.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody saw you, or we'll see, you know, the residual effects of that. And hopefully, and I did not give the number. Our number is 347-324-3295. You can certainly call us, or you can send us an email, which some of you are doing, and you can do that at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. But I really wanted people to really just kind of think about this. It's a wonderful topic, and, you know, you don't hear anyone really talking about it. So, I mean, you guys can call in if you'd like, but I would really love for you to just really listen and to really think, because this is one of those really thought-provoking topics. And I'm sure some of you are probably saying, oh, litter is a thought-provoking topic. No, the personality of those who litter is thought-provoking. So that's
you know, one of the things is, it's, you know, it's covered in the next paragraph. The thing that really triggered this for me was I was out west. My wife and I decided to take a vacation, and we were in a small western town, and we walked out for an evening stroll, and I looked around the streets and in the parks and so forth, and I said, this is amazing. I said, I don't see any litter on the streets. I said, they're clean, the lawns are looking beautiful, and this was in town. I said, now, why is this? Why can't my town look like this? And then I thought, well, it's kind of a preppy town. It has a lot of college folks coming through and so forth, artists, and, you know, it's one of those, it's a cultural sort of a setting there. Who are the people that live there, you know, and why do they care? And then I begin to ask the questions. Are they better educated? Are these people healthier? And so when I just observe that town, that was the question that struck me. Why can't my town look like this? Why can't my neighborhood look like this? What's it going to take for us to really care about our community and our town? What does that say about us when we stop caring?
Mm-hmm. And I certainly, right now, I want to challenge those of you that are listening. And I know some of you that are listening to the show have probably littered or threw out a straw, you know, some paper from a straw, or you might think, well, it's not like I throw out an entire bag. You know, it's just the little thing. You know, it can start with throwing a straw out the window or the little paper out the window. And then it seems to get comfortable because you think, oh, well, you know, who cares? I don't want it in my car, like you mentioned a minute ago. So we want to just, you know, ask you to be real considerate right now. Just take time to really think about this and let this process. And I will challenge you, even if you see people littering, because everybody who thinks that no one actually saw them, somebody saw them do it. So I would challenge you guys that even see people do that, to do what Ken said, that, you know, just if you're right there, just kind of pick it up, you know, and throw it away, and even have a conversation. And I just think it's so important that as parents, you know, we talk to our children about littering, because I think if it starts early, Ken, and they know that, you know, you want to take care of the earth, you know, a lot of people are going green, if you will, but just really explaining that it's so important not to litter, and what does it say to you or about you, if you will, if you're a person that litters and just you don't care. So, you know, one thing it says is that you are inconsiderate. That's one thing. And, of course, since this is an etiquette show, we do want to be kind and considerate and not litter and things of that nature. And I'm going to get back because I want to make sure we have time to cover your entire article. Because it's just really, really good. I know you talked about traveling out west, so I'll go to the next portion in this. It says, what would it take for us as citizens of Rockdale County to make a difference? Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and no voters would probably agree that this is an initiative we could share and promote. Okay, so those of you that are listening, you might even want to jot some of these down. These are just really, really good points.
And, you know, this is something that I want to emphasize is that there's so many things that divide us as people politically and with our ideas and our thoughts, but there's many things that if we sat down at a table, and it's something we may discuss on another occasion, if we sat at the table with each other, that we could find many things that would unify us. And this is just a simple thing that could bring people together to share a day, to share a week, to share ideas, to make a difference in their community, regardless of their political persuasion or whatever. But you know what happens is you've got the county prisoners out here on my block that are they're cleaning up the streets. We're wanting other people to come and pick all of this stuff up when we can be making a difference right where we are. And so depending on how much time we've got left, Donna, you know, there's those five or six things that I would like to emphasize as positive initiatives that we can get involved in that makes a difference.
Absolutely. So now, guys, I mean, you know, we've alerted you of the issue or the problem, and always it's so good to have a solution. It's like, okay, so what do we do about it? So, of course, number one, Ken, if you want to talk about, you have teach ownership at home and at school. This is my county. I want it clean and beautiful. And you know what, Ken, I'm glad you started with the county because a lot of times we try to clean up the country. But if we start with our county, then that will affect our city and begin to affect our country. So this is just great. Then let's see, number two, practice stewardship in your neighborhood, sidewalks and curbsides. Properly discard trash and be willing to pick up the litter of others. Some folks will not change. Oh, I'm so glad you said that because oftentimes people will say, well, you know, why am I going to pick it up? I'm not the one that threw it down. They should pick it up. Well, it's highly unlikely that they're going to pick it up because they threw it down. So we can pretty much bet that, you know, once you throw it down, they're not going to go back and pick it up.
Right.
Number three. And you, if you guys are taking notes, number three, leave every location better than you found it. Stadiums, stores, churches, schoolyards are a start. I'm going to say those again. Stadiums, stores, churches, and schoolyards are a start. And that's great, Ken. Instead of, you want to leave it better than what you found it, and then you know, you still have some people that say, well, you know, I didn't do it, so, you know, nobody really wants to be responsible. But if we all kind of work at this together, what will happen is you'll have fewer people that are littering because they're being really conscious of what's going on. Then you have number four, model it in front of our children and grandchildren. Yes, they often see better than they hear. Yes. So, and we know about that. It's, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You're right. And like you said, Ken, what they see you do, they remember that more so than what you told them to do. You know, if you tell kids not to smoke and you smoke, okay, think about it. Okay, so number five, you have care. If we stop caring, any cause can be lost. Number six, remind everyone, littering, and I want to talk about it too, littering is against the law. And you guys that are listening, the listening audience, you may or may not be aware that there is a fine for littering.
Right.
There's a fine. And so you want to talk about that a little more and with your conclusion, because I just really want them to hear and really understand what, you know, why you wrote this, why it's so important, and to make people really think about it.
Well, let me leave them with a story. There was a man with a local franchise in this county, and as he would hire employees, he put them to the test. And so he had a young lady to come in, and part of her test was to go out and around the store pick up some things that with discards and paper and so forth. And she went and did what he told her to do. But she didn't go the extra mile. There was some other litter that was a little further back into the bushes and over away from her. And she came to him and said, I finished the job. He marches her back out into the parking lot. He takes her over to a place where there's a cup. And when he picks the cup up, inside the cup is a $100 bill. And he said, you didn't do a good job. He said, you only went as far as your boundaries took you. He said, there's more litter out there. He said, my wife and my children are going to enjoy this $100 bill, and you could have enjoyed it. So we have to go beyond our boundaries. We have to look at the total picture and say, what can I do to make a difference? If I just pick up my litter, if I'm just willing to, you know, hide my behavior, it's all about values. It's about instilling values in our children. It's about our own personal values that I think that comes to the forefront of this personality that you find in litter. So I hope that your listeners and other folks that maybe it's just stirring up some thinking for you, because it does make a difference. It's a reflection on us as individuals, and really it's a reflection on the creation that God has given us to love and to care about. But we show that in how we care about other people, and how we affect other people, and how we affect the environment, and how we reflect those values in our everyday behavior.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and it's and I go back just to say being considerate and stop being selfish, because selfish means, you know, I don't care, I can do what I want, and I don't care what you all are saying. And I'm sure there's some listeners that might be thinking that, but what we're wanting you to do is just to just, you know, be a little more considerate and thoughtful about this. And certainly, I love working with children, excuse me, because, you know, they're so open, they're like sponges and they're so open. So I challenge you that have children, especially younger children, I challenge you to talk to them about litter, and to talk to ask them to talk to their friends when they see their friends littering, because a lot of times, you know, it's a peer pressure situation. Whether and when I talk about peer pressure, I like to talk about positive peer pressure. You usually only hear about negative peer pressure, but positive peer pressure. Let's see who is going to throw their trash away. If someone sees something on the floor, let's see who the first person is going to pick that up, whether or not they threw it down or not. So, and that's just, you know, acts of kindness, if you will. And so, Ken, I'm just so glad that you wrote this article. I mean, it is just wonderful. I do want to do your conclusion. It says, in conclusion, if it is the addicted, unhealthy, uneducated, irresponsible, and disrespectful among us, they can change. We can make a change, and our county can benefit. The starting point begins with you and me. I'm going to repeat that again. The starting point begins with you and me. And I do want to, guys, I'm sorry I was unable to get to the phone. We're going to extend this out if Ken's going to be available, because I've got an email. I do want to read, try to get to a couple of the emails. We're running out of time. And if we run out of time, those of you that are streaming, we're going to lose you in about 2 minutes. But you will be able to go back and listen to the entire show as they are all archived. Here's one that says, dear etiquette lady and guest, thank you for reading this. How can we stop people from throwing trash out of the car windows? And this comes from Johnson Taylor in Washington, D.C. Well, actually, I think we kind of just talked about that, Ken, right? Being, you know, more considerate and just making sure that we all, you know, do and be our best. And so, and I think with this conversation, we've gotten people to at least be, you know, conscious about what they're doing, because it matters. A lot of people say, oh, it doesn't matter if I just throw a can out. I see, you know, lots of cans and other things already on the road. Okay, so that's why you really don't want to add to it.
And sometimes, you know, we can step forward when you see people about to litter or people leaving things and just ask them, could I pick this up for you?
That's right.
It's a memory jogger.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. I like that. I like that. And I would believe and I would say that if someone, if I dropped something and someone said, oh, can I pick that up for you? I think I would be more inclined to say, oh, let me pick that back up myself. So I like that.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's really good. Wow. Well, Kit, if you're available to continue, we'll spin into a part two because we're doing some activity on this, and I knew we would. I'm so glad that we are receiving. There's feedback. I'm sure if you're available next week, I'm sure that we'll have even more coming in. So this is just great. This is absolutely wonderful. I do want to make sure that we leave you with, we always want to initiate kindness. And we've been talking about some kind things that you can do. Pick up something that you didn't drop, you know, to make the county and the city and state and the country a more polite place to live.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Okay, this week's act of kindness, it says, welcome back, Etiquette Lady. My son, who is 6 years old, held the door to a store for an elderly woman who was carrying bags. I asked him to come on after she did, but he wanted to continue holding the door she has on here. I just wanted to share that act of kindness. I'm so proud of him. His name is John Shorter. And he is 6 years of age. Well, John, if he's listening, and he may be listening, I want to say thank you so much. We are so very proud of you, very proud of you. Well, wow, guys, it's so good to be back. I want to thank you again for supporting our show. Thank you for listening. Those of you who called, we promise we will, if you continue to stay with us next week, we will certainly be able to take your phone calls, and we will address your emails. I will keep those as well. We are so glad that you're taking time on a Sunday evening to be a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have a question or a topic that you would like us to discuss, please feel free to let us know. We want you to remember the golden rule, which is, treat others the way you want to be treated or do unto others how you would like them to do unto you. That comes from Matthew 7 and 12. Please be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. And, of course, you know our goal continues to be to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3 and 3. Please make sure you initiate a random act of kindness this week. Once again, our special guest, friend of the show, Ken Corley, has joined us. And we will be back for part two of this discussion on next week. Ken, thank you so much again, and I look forward to continuing this conversation on next week, okay?
Yes, and thank you very much for having
me. Absolutely. Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thanks again for tuning in, everybody. We'll talk again next week. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.